Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Paul McCartney has absolutely blown everyone away with his headlining act at the famed Glastonbury Festival over the weekend. The former Beatles star, who just turned 80, made history being the oldest artist to ever headline the festival, as a crowd of more than 100,000 gathered at the Pyramid stage to watch him play. He even had some special surprise guests join him on stage.
My friend, your hero from the west coast of America, Dave Ball. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
Very cool.
That is just absolutely iconic. And Bruce Springsteen also joined the lads on stage as well. The Telegraph hailed it as one of the most thrilling, uplifting, banger-filled, star-studded sets this 40-plus-year-old festival has ever seen, and someone even said it was history in the making.
Jennifer Aniston has honoured her father, John Aniston, at the 94th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards on Friday night. The 88-year-old actor was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award for his 37 years' portrayal of Victor Kiriakis on Days of Our Lives, with Aniston accepting the award on her father's behalf.
This is truly a special moment for me. It's an opportunity to not only pay tribute to a true icon in the daytime television world, but it's also a chance to recognize the lifelong achievements of a great and well-respected actor who also happens to be my dad.
Now, many celebrities have spoken out in anger about Friday's landmark Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe versus Wade. Halle Berry posted, "I'm outraged. Guns have more rights than women. Stop this war on women and keep your laws off of our bodies." Jessica Biel tweeted, "I am enraged. What happened today is not only a disgusting step backward for women, but it's also dangerous." And Ellen DeGeneres has also weighed in, saying, "Throughout history, women haven't been trusted not to vote or to decide who they marry, and now to make their decisions about their bodies. But you can trust we will not let this stand. We will be heard and get the rights we deserve."
Speaking of that, Olivia Rodrigo also voiced her opinion over the ruling at Glastonbury when she surprised festival goers by bringing out Lily Allen on stage and dedicating Allen's 2009 song, FU, to the Supreme Court.
"I'm devastated and terrified. And so many women and so many girls are going to die because of this. I wanted to dedicate this next song to the five members of the Supreme Court who have showed us that at the end of the day, they truly don't give a about freedom."
And it was a showdown at the box office this weekend, with Elvis, the Baz Luhrmann biopic about the king of rock and roll, and Top Gun Maverick tying for top spot, raking in an estimated $30.5 million each. This is Top Gun's fifth week at the top of the box office, by the way. It has now surpassed the $1 billion mark.
"I feel the need.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.